Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Today is Equal Pay Day, which is not as celebratory as you might think. It's the day that marks how far into this year the average woman has to work to make as much money as the average man did by the end of last year, meaning an additional 101 days. President Obama talked about this today at the newly designated Belmont Paul Women's Equality National Monument.
You know, equal pay for equal work should be a fundamental principle of our economy. It's the idea that whether you're a high school teacher, a business executive, or a professional soccer player or tennis player, your work should be equally valued and rewarded, whether you are a man or a woman.
NPR senior business editor Marilyn Gwax joins us from Washington with more on this. And Marilyn, who started this event, and is it still true that women earn only 79 cents for every dollar men make?
Well, this Equal Pay Day began back in 1996 when some women's rights groups and unions got together. They wanted to call attention to that gender-based wage gap. And, you know, it used to be a lot bigger. In the 1960s, it was 59 cents for every dollar. It's been improving over time, but they still can point to data that shows that it's 79 cents, 80 cents for every dollar that men make. So if you look at annual median income for women, it's around $40,000 a year. For men, it's around $50,000 a year. That's better than it used to be, but it's still really big. And there's a societal interest in this because when women earn less in their working years, they have less in retirement. And if you have less money in retirement, you need to pull on that social safety net more. So there's an interest in this for everybody.
Does it have anything to do with the kinds of jobs that women do versus men?
Yeah, it's true that women are disproportionately represented in lower paying jobs. There are more women who are maids or elementary school teachers. And there's another fact that's true, which is that annual pay for men and women are different to a greater degree. When you just look at weekly pay, the gap between men and women is a little smaller. So that suggests that a big problem here is that women are just working fewer total hours than men. By the time they get to the end of the year, they've put in a fewer hours, so they have less money. But they have more family responsibilities. Hey, when there's a sick day or a snow day for the kids, often it's the woman who has to stay home. So that explains part of it, but it's not everything. When economists look at it, they say that at least a third of the pay gap just can't be figured out by anything they can measure, not hours worked, not education. It really does seem to be biased, and that's kind of what those women soccer players have been saying.
So today at this event that we played a clip of President Obama speaking at, he noted that the first bill he signed into law in 2009 was the Lilly Ledbetter Fair Pay Act. Did that do anything to deal with this issue? Have things gotten better as a result?
Well, that particular legislation really dealt with the statute of limitation for discrimination suits about past pay discrimination. So in the Ledbetter case, that was a woman who was working for Goodyear. She only discovered long after she was hired that her wage was set lower than men's. So she was having trouble suing for her back wages because the statute of limitations had run out. So the Ledbetter Act gives women more time to make their case about this past discrimination, but it doesn't really deal with the current wage gaps.
That's Marilyn Gwax, senior business editor for NPR. Marilyn, thank you so much.
Oh, you're welcome, Jeremy.